tune into Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
The Jocelyn Pettifat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And I decided to change it up and do an announcement first and then play some music. So I got a pretty good set coming up. You're going to hear a couple Toronto-based artists, first of which is something I've been playing the past few weeks, and that's a new album. From Bernice, and that's out on Arts and Crafts Records, and it's featuring Robin Dan, Tom Gill, Dan Fortin, Felicity Williams, and Phil Melanson. And the new album is called Puff LP, and you can check it out at bernice.bandcamp.com. You can hear a track off of it called Saint Lucia, is what I had queued up. And then after that, you can hear one of the members' previous side projects that came out way back in 2011, and that's the work of Thomas Gill, and you can check him out at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com, and you can hear something from his, I do believe it's his first release. I've played quite a bit of his music over the years, but I decided to revisit one of his older albums, and it's called Breathe, and you're going to hear a track of it called The Wonderful Child, is I do believe what I had queued up. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Bernice. This track is called Saint Lucia.
Hey, your name.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Thomas, a track called The Wonderful Child is taken from the 2011 release called Breathe. And Thomas Gill is one of the members of the new project called Bernice. That's out on Arts and Crafts Records. That's what you heard previously to that. And you heard the St. Lucia track by Bernice off the new Puff LP. And you're currently tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And tonight on the program, we're going to hear a little bit of more kind of ambient electronic stuff in this next little bit. And then later on, towards the end of the show, we might get into some a bit of louder and heavier stuff, so stay tuned. To start it off, we're going to hear something from a new reissue from Coil, and it was put out by Dace Records. And if you're not familiar, Dace Records are a really great label that I've played a few artists from, bands like Adult. Let me see what I've played from them from other stuff. Oh, Wetware, that new Wetware release a few months ago, and some new stuff from Aaron Dillaway. So they're really a great label, and they're taking it on themselves to reissue these Coil albums from the 90s. And I'm not sure if they're putting out any more, but the most recent one was the Elf versus Coil album that came out in, I think, 1995. And this is, I guess, kind of more in their kind of gloomy industrial sound. It kind of reminds me a lot of the Hellraiser themes and soundtracks that they did. And if you're not familiar with the album, if you haven't done any research on it, it's they did a recording where they named a person Elf, and I don't know, I guess that's why it's called Elf versus Coil. Anyways, you're going to hear a track off of it, something called the Halliwell Hammers number 2 is what we're going to hear. And then after that, you're going to hear something from an ambient artist named Masayoshi Fujita. He's got a new album out called Book of Life on the Erased Tapes record label. It's really light ambient composed music, and he is based in Berlin. So you're going to hear a track off of it called something called Fog is what you're going to hear. And once again, that's Masayoshi Fujita. But first, right here on CITR 1.9 FM, this is something from the 1995 Coil album called Elf vs. Coil, Worship the Glitch. This track is called The Halliwell Hammers 2. Thank you.
there be people watching amazing artists tell their artivism stories in dance, music, storytelling, visual art, celebrating our stunning Coast Salish land feel right to you? Vines Art Festival, August 8th to 19th, runs at parks throughout Vancouver like Trout Lake Park, Kitsilano Beach, Crab Park, Gravel Island, Roundhouse Community Center, and Strathcona Park. Watch Kim Mortal, Missy D, Immigrant Lessons, Pia Massey, and the Indigenous artists from Resilient Roots create a world you want to live in. Oh, and did I mention that it's all free? VinesArtFestival.com.
We're kicking off Pride at UBC in style with a free daytime event. On August 1st, sashay your way to the U Commons area outside the Nest from 4 p.m. onwards to celebrate diversity, inclusion, and positive space at UBC. There will be a public disco with feel-good disco and house anthems, craft beer, and a drag and dress-up trunk. There will also be live mural painting with a selection of food trucks on site with special Pride-themed menus. Come to UBC Pride on August 1st.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was something from the composer Masayoshi Fujita with a track called Fog off the new Book of Life album. And that was just put out on a record label called, it's called Erased Tapes. And before that, you heard something from a reissued release from Coil in 1995. That was something from Coil, or the album called Coil versus Elf. You heard the track called Halliwell Hammers, number 2. And there's three versions of that piece on the album. So definitely check it out if you haven't yet. And you can pick up the newly reissued version from Dace Records. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, you can hear something from a local ambient electronic artist named Khotin. That's Khotin. And an album called New Tab. You'll hear a track called Canada Line. Very fitting title for a Vancouver artist. After that, you're going to hear something from the newer release from Sarah Devachi, and it came out a few months ago. It's called Let Night Come On, Bells End the Day. And you can hear the opening track called Garlands. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Canada Line.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Sarah DeVacci. The track was called Garlands off the Let Night Come On Bells End the Day release that just came out a few months ago. And before that, you heard something from local artist Coton with a track called Canada Line off the New Tab album that came out last year. So up next on Canada Post Rock, you're going to hear some new stuff from Jim O'Rourke. You may know him from Sonic Youth, but he's got some ambient, kind of drone-y, almost kind of drone metal releases, I guess what a lot of people are calling it. He has put out some stuff out on the Drag City record label, but his latest release came out on a record label called Nayware Records, and you can hear a track off of it. Now, it's a long-form piece that's a 45-minute track, and it's called Sleep Like It's Winter, but you're just going to hear a small excerpt from it. And this one just came out a couple weeks ago. It came out early June, and once again, that's brand new stuff from Jim O'Rourke, and I think it's his first release that he's put out since 2015. So yeah, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Jim O'Rourke. This is an excerpt off Sleep Like It's Winter.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Jim O'Rourke's new release called Sleep Like It's Winter. You heard an excerpt of it. And it's a piece of a 45-minute track that was just put out on the Nowhere record label. And prior to that, actually, that was the only thing you heard. So I'm going to really change it up here on Canada Post Rock and get into some a little bit more punk and hardcore and louder stuff for the last little bit of the program. So up next, you're going to hear an artist that I've been listening to quite a bit lately, and that's the Dutch post-punk group known as The X. And they are based out of the Netherlands, and they've been on the scene, I think, since 1979. They've put out a huge category of work, discography of work, I should say. And definitely check it out if you haven't had the chance. And probably one of my favorite albums is the 2004 album. Let me see what it's called. It's not a full album. It's just like a collection of their greatest hits. I can't remember it right now, so I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. But anyways, I had the chances to see them a few years ago at the Sled Island Music Festival. It's definitely a highlight of the festival. If you haven't heard their sound, it's a real mix of post-punk with very, very, very heavy textured guitar sound with some kind of almost angry, cantankerous vocal styles. And it does kind of oscillate between a little bit of almost kind of folk music in some on some tracks. At least I know on some of the tracks where Katharina is singing. But you're going to hear a really cool 7-inch that I just kind of discovered recently, and it's something called How Thick You Think backed with That's Not a Virus, and it came out in I think 2017. I'm not sure when if it's like a reissue or anything like that. I'm gonna have to dig up some more information, but you're gonna hear the track called That's Not a Virus, and then after that you're gonna hear something from a album that's been doing quite well here, and it's the new release from Dumb. They have a new release that's called Seeing Green. You're gonna hear a track off of it. Something called what did I have queued up? Something called Warming Up, and you can check it out at dumbband.bandcamp.com. And then we'll see what we get to after that. I think we're just gonna hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you. So right here on 101.9 FM, this is something from the one and only The X. This track is called That's Not a Virus.
The sign says don't walk in and out, cause we will not give you a stamp. But Tim forgot to lock his bike, it all ended in a fight. Now we will have more space tomorrow, because Tim has disappeared. Someone else will be your neighbor, someone else will claim his bet. It's not a licensing agreement, it's a letter from his wife. Those aren't quotes, it is a cookbook. Did you take that from the shelf? No, she was breathing heavy air. She got pulled back by the planet, got no lessons, no advice, only a big hug and farewell. That's not a poison, that's not a virus, that's not a cop, I think you shouldn't hide it. That's not a poison, that's not a virus, that's not a cop, I think you shouldn't hide it.
Thank you. tunes. They blow up like balloons. These are sounds from the second century. 11:05:03 expired. 29:11:07 expired. The first woman who watched TV, she died. These are sounds from the second century.
Got a rocket inside of my head. It's headed straight for. Tie my shoes and I'll go to bed. They're headed straight for. I've got the patience for a Mercedes Benz. I can't wait for. Hook me up, I've got a lot of friends. But I don't need more. My feet hit the ground. They're headed straight for. Seriously, I'm not messing around. I think it's time for.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from a local group, Dumb, and that was a track off their new release called Seeing Green. And you heard the track called Warming Up. And before that, you heard something from The X and a track off a 7-inch called How Thick You Think. That was a track called That's Not a Virus. And thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock this week. And let me see. I'll be back next week with some more great tracks. And originally, what I was planning on ending the show with was a whole bunch of really short power violence songs, but they're all like around 30 seconds to like less than a minute. So I decided to forego that this week, and perhaps I'll play that next week since I already had a good playlist going. So I'm not sure why I'm mentioning this, but maybe just stay tuned in the coming weeks. So I'm going to change the order of stuff that I was going to play, and you're going to hear something from a band I think I've only played like once or twice, but I do listen to them quite a bit, and they're a group called Grave Miasma, and they're based out of London, making some very dark and very grim black metal out on the, well, they put out some stuff on the Profound Lore record label, which a pretty big fan of, and they haven't put out anything recently, but just decided to play them because I never did get around to playing an older album called Odori Sepulchrorum, and came out on the Profound Lore record label, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, you're gonna hear a track off of it, something called Ossuary, which is the closing track. And actually, no, I'm looking it up, and it looks like it's on down the Sepulchral Voice record label. And probably the most recent album called Endless Pilgrimage came out on Profound Lore. So we're going to hear this, and then I'll probably close off the show, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. Keep it locked on CITR for more great programming, and don't forget to head to our website, citr.ca. To check out podcasts and playlists and read track listings in case you didn't catch anything that I said or stuff like that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Grave Miasma. This track is called Ossuary. We'll be right back.
101.9 FM on your radio dial.
Howdy, Almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are normie.